My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the god of the JulieLand universe, Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you, my friend. My little people.
Oh, the little people.
Well, I'm the god.
Yeah, you are the god. You know, there's little planet Mo.
Exactly.
It just, I'm not really...
But the universe expands and grows and evolves.
Did you hear that Pluto became not a planet?
Yes.
And rumor has it, due to popular demand, it may be becoming a planet again, just because people are so angry about this.
I know.
I kind of consider Planet Mo to be like Pluto.
I think I'm Mo bigger than that.
Oh, really?
Your traffic is too good to be a small planet.
Am I more like Uranus?
No.
A lot of traffic?
More like Jupiter.
Oh, Jupiter. Nice, nice. Well,
big and full of gas.
I heard through the waves. I have no idea where I'm going for this, but I'm picturing Interstellar, that there's a black hole out there that is your soul. No, I heard there's a new planet out there.
Yes, we have a new planet.
And
it started on Monday.
It's a female planet.
It's a female planet.
It's like Venus, really.
Kind of.
I'm from Mars. She's from Venus. Mm. And she is so tired. She has no idea the universe she has now stepped into. My guest today is the brand new
planet.
There we go. Thank you. I am so nervous. She's a gorgeous woman. The brand new planet in the JulieLand universe, Miss Sovereign Sire.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. You are a very attractive woman.
Thank you.
Are we allowed to, you know, sexually harass the other planets?
No, no.
We all respect each other here.
Yeah. Well, Sov, there's like no incest. She can never have sex with Ashik ever again now. Or Samantha.
Well, we didn't talk about this.
Wait.
There has to be an ignorance clause.
Hold on. Mind Freak said I was supposed to jerk him off.
Did he? He lied.
Fuck. Okay, so you are brand new. So this week, your site launched.
Yep.
What is your site?
ilovesov.com.
Sov. S-O-V?
S-O-V.
And why does everybody love you so much?
What's not to love?
Well, I'm just very lovable.
Oh, wow. Oh. Dick, why
don't
you?
Tell me more.
Yeah,
tell her.
Yeah. Tell her.
Tell me more.
No, no. But it's like I thought of these names and I just said, I love Sov. And it was so easy. It was stupid.
I believe I came up with my own, so. I know. Calm down there, God.
I was going to do I love Mo, but.
Can it be L-U-V?
Yeah, exactly.
M-O-I.
It was going to L-U-V-V.
Sarah Love is a friend of the show. We do not mock her.
Okay.
But so, no. I have not yet seen your site. I know it launched on Monday.
It's launching on Monday.
It launched on Monday.
Launched Monday.
Okay. Kids today.
She's so cute. She's so cute.
So, and then that's what editing's for.
No.
We don't edit
it's
this
live
show.
Right yes. now.
Where am I?
I don't
Who am
know
I?
What's going
I've
on.
I've been drinking.
The trucks are wearing off. I don't know.
So the site launched. What's on it? I haven't seen it yet.
On the site, there
I
is...
I could look it up on my phone,
you
I
can.
Guess.
Yes, you can.
Oh,
it's a place where you can find my blog entries and photo galleries of me by Mr. Avery and some other photographers. And
what other photographers?
J.M. Darling.
There are no other photographers.
I'm sorry.
No, I think what's really cool about it, I'm really proud. I'm really proud of it, and I think she's a great addition to the wonderful universe. And what's really cool is if you read her blogs, she's really, really smart. And she has a great opinion about things and a very educated opinion about things.
Now, do you actually write the blogs?
I sure do.
Because I got in trouble for not writing them enough.
No, I'm a prolific writer, actually, so I've...
Can you define prolific for me, please?
Voluminous.
Wow, you got us a smart one here, because I'm the lower end, the sarcastic ones. Now, I'm actually looking at the site right now, and I don't know what this picture is, but it is hot. This kind of...
First photo set that comes up is one where I'm not even naked.
Yeah, no, you look like a little book nerd, and it's really hot. No, there's a lot of great stuff on there. There's you and Carter Cruz.
Yes.
Carter Cruz. You have
And
all
then
sorts
I'm talking
them.
About my five favorite poems. So
Your five favorite poems?
Yeah.
Aww.
So
see, she's the kind of girl you...
It's a cross-section.
She's the kind of girl you want to cuddle with.
Oh, please tell me there's something by Robert Frost on here. It's going to be Robert Frost. Let's see.
No.
No.
But there's something by D.H. Lawrence. There actually is a D.H. Lawrence poem on there, so it's close.
It's four lines.
That's right.
That's about it. So you're more of an intellectual.
I don't know if I'm an intellectual, but...
Okay, in the porn industry, you are in the top percentile of...
Okay, maybe I'm a little like Steve Jobs, like, I don't know.
Yeah, she's the Steve...
A little.
She's the Steve Jobs of porn.
Yes. Yeah,
that's our tagline.
High left's off. The Steve Jobs of porn.
Which isn't really true, because I'm not very tech savvy, so I...
Neither am I.
I don't know. But I'd like to think of it, maybe I was like the Christopher Hitchens of porn. That'd be good. That'd be a great legacy.
Okay, you guys are using names that are above my
Christopher
pay grade.
Hitchens you don't know was Christopher a really Hitchens amazing is? Public intellectual who had very controversial views on
and did
atheism.
Didn't he write for Vanity Fair?
He did. So, I mean, he had very fairly controversial views and some pretty famous debates with, you know, very right wing, politically leaning. Yeah.
I should probably know who this person is.
Oh, he was hilarious. You would love him.
Because let's
hilarious.
Go with this. I'm controversial. I'm atheist, and I watch The West Wing, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. No, but he's really good.
You would appreciate the sarcasm.
Yeah, you would. Like, you would like
he's
him.
Really,
no, I'm not
really
familiar
a,
with. This
I always name. Loved him when he was on Bill Maher.
I'll bring you a book. He did a book of everything was short essays, so you don't have to pay attention too long. Oh. You can do it. Like it's great bathroom reading because you can it's like 10-15 minutes. You get. But he read essays on, like,
10,
nothing's more
minutes.
American than the blowjob. And that would be, like, his essay, you know, it's like, why blowjobs are quintessentially American.
Oh, or, and since I do nothing but POV BJ movies for my movies, this is going to work out perfectly.
There you go.
A man for all seasons.
Not really winter. It's a little cold. But no, I mean, I think you're going to be already. I found that you're going to be an interesting addition to. I mean, who do we have right now? We have Mind
I forgot
Freak,
most of
Mind
them.
Freak is just... That's just
okay.
Like
so we have. I'll go
Ash
down the
Hollywood,
list.
Hollywood,
we have
Samantha
Ash Hollywood.
Ash is just fun.
Samantha Bentley.
Samantha is just crazy.
Yes.
Exactly. Then
fantastic.
We have Bobby Starr.
I've never heard of her.
Legend. Audrey Britani. Crazy.
Never heard of her.
Chad Gates.
Never heard of him. Oh, wait, isn't he? Oh,
the intern.
The intern.
Who do you think brought you the pizza today?
Oh, was that him?
Yeah.
I thought that was Paco.
No, it was Chad. Chad brought you the pizza.
Oh, I don't pay attention to the interns anymore. I just get so
so now.
Oh,
we...
Mo, I want to be like you. I want to be like it. No, you don't.
Ew.
It's very boring. My life is very boring.
So now we have Sav. So, you know, now you have to photograph her for your site.
TheAverageMo.com. Average guy, not so average job.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, I'm plugging my own shit on my
own
show.
Hey,
what the fuck?
Step back, all right?
Step back. So you, what do you want your site to be about?
I want it to be a place where people can come when they do not want to, when they're done watching the porn, and mm-hmm. they're a little more interested in who I am. I do a lot of mainstream stuff. I'm doing more of that, and so I wanted a space where people who maybe are interested in more than just the porn might be able to go and see something a little more personal. I've never really had a blog where I was shared a lot about myself. I usually just tried to be really sarcastic and kind of like. More like a sphinx in terms of interview questions, like always just having something funny to say mm-hmm. instead of an actual answer. And I kind of decided that I wanted to do something where I would actually start writing like real blog entries talking about like actually answering questions, whether it's something as stupid as what's my favorite color to something like, you know, how do you feel about the Bill Cosby allegations? But just someplace where like I could actually like, I would actually give
have
real
a voice.
Honest answers.
And have a voice.
Okay, well, hold on. What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, thank God it's a color.
I know.
Question we get black and white so often. And it's best when we say black's not a color and they say white. And we go, white's not a color. And how do you feel about the Bill Cosby situation?
I'm actually really delighted that Gian Gomeshi, Bill Cosby, Terry Richardson, that like all that, I'm delighted that people are even talking about it. To me, it shows this huge change in the way like people have been talking about feminism and women's rights and this would be like the century of the woman and all that kind of stuff. But to see on like a small level, like on Twitter, that people are actually outraged to me is like a really huge thing.
Yeah, because you got to think,
you know,
you got to figure, you got to figure 20, 30, 40 years or whatever when he was pulling this shit, that there was no kick,
no,
there
no
was no negative.
I mean, it was
you,
just accepted.
It was Bill Cosby. You did.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure there's more people than Bill Cosby pulled that kind of shit.
Oh, sure. And it, like, I was just talking to my brother on the way over here that like the things with Terry Richardson and stuff, it's just like even 10 years ago, like those allegations wouldn't have even like,
yeah, but
like they wouldn't have even like had weight.
I hate to defend.
It's just the fact that they're even there.
But I hate to defend Terry Richardson because A, I'm not a fan of his work.
Uh-huh.
I think it's boring, stupid. And
what, flash on camera?
Just it's boring. But the shit that he's pulling, whether it's hitting on models, trying to get them, that's gone on since the invention of the camera. It still goes on to this day on Model Mayhem, for fuck's sake.
Oh, sake. Sure.
And the only difference is like they're trying to, the fashion world's trying to act all like outraged at this shit.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, well, yeah. And you know who?
I can tell you for a fact, I won't name names, but crazier shit that's gone on in the gay photographer, male model world, a lot crazier than what Terry Richardson has pulled off.
There's, I believe that it starts with a D and the last name starts with an L. That's just allegedly. For the listeners that don't know, the Bill Cosby one has been very public. And, you know, I just say go out there and eat some Jell-O. And
but
let's talk about Terry Richardson is a photographer,
right?
Had some slight involvement in the adult side of things, went on to fashion, has a certain look that some people like, some people don't. What exactly was he accused of?
Well, I think it just several models came forward and started to say that, you know, that by use of that, whether he was sort of implying that he would be able to get them spreads in high end magazines or whether or not their agents told them just go do and make sure that you leave with him happy, mm-hmm. In order to get more work.
Casting couch,
like
bullshit.
Just yeah, like a lot of like casting couch stuff. Some of it verging on more aggressive than other, you know. And it's like the Bill Cosby things where it's like some of the allegations are very mild, some are very menacing. Like mm-hmm. they kind of range and sort of.
But like I said, know. It goes back to the whole thing. That shit's been going on since the beginning of time,
right?
And sad to say, it will continue. It's probably
I'm
going
just glad
right
we're having a conversation about it. That to me is the best part.
Exactly.
Like, at least we're talking about it.
I just like
it,
the
know,
idea. I like the idea that yeah, it is being talked about, and people should know this shit that goes on.
Yeah,
out there.
And then that discussing like boundaries and consent and the role of women and like I like that we're talking about it, even though they're difficult conversations right to have. It feels like people are finally willing, because it seems like in the past people were like, it's too complicated to talk about, and maybe because of Twitter and social media, because you can kind of keep updating,
yeah,
people are more willing to enter into kind of more sophisticated arguments
right
about these things,
I
which
agree.
I think is really cool.
With both these people, what do you then hope is the end result from this? What do you hope comes from this?
I hope that people start thinking more about what consent is. Mm-hmm. People start thinking more about like how entrenched sex roles are in society. Like, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of these situations when we go like, well, why didn't she come forward sooner? And you're having women go like, you know, well, where in the past of history of male and female relations, have I seen anything to demonstrate that that would bring a positive result?
Well, let's
so it's like if people are even willing to start talking about or looking at it, like to me, that's the big takeaway, is more just that people are going like, okay, I'm more willing to accept that maybe these rigid roles that we have for people are enabling a kind of an unhealthy interaction. Like that all of this is enabled by sort of social roles that are ingrained way before someone walks into a photo studio.
Well, yeah. I mean, I agree, and I think I believe there have been times, and this is in no way the Bill Cosby thing. I've read some of the things, and it's gone way a long time ago, and I understand. And yeah, when people come forward with how they feel about things, that's their choice and how things
sure
go. But I agree that in more recent history, in the past, you know, few years, because of social media, people have been able to become more outspoken. But I think there have been opportunities for women in the past probably well over a decade to do the exact same thing. My question always comes down to of why does it take one woman that comes out and says things before everybody else will? You're Mr. Avery.
Well,
what I'm looking at is you have Anita Hill,
because the social stigma.
Trashed.
No, well,
because of that, because you see
trashed
it, or you look at Monica Lewinsky.
Exactly. So you have those times,
but you see
in the past 10 years we've seen
more.
Which is true as well.
It's like their lives will not, like Monica Lewinsky will be known for the rest of her life. She'll be famous for having sucked someone's dick.
Yeah.
That is what everyone, you know what I mean? And like most of the average woman is going to walk in and go like, I don't want that to be my legacy. I don't want it to be the first thing someone sees when they look at me is like, oh, there's the girl that was strangled by Gian Gomeshi, or there's the girl that, you know, was made to suck Bill Cosby's dick.
Sure, there's the girl that fucked Tiger Woods.
Right, right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are not going to want that to be their legacy.
So what changed with some of the women that are now in their 60s, it sounds like?
I think because they got
tired. No, but are they still not? No. But are they still not afraid then of being, why at the age of 68 would you want to come out and go, yeah, I sucked Bill Cosby's dick?
Oh, gosh, I'd love to hope that by the time I'm 68, I hope to God by the time I'm 68 that I've reached a level of, like, not give a fuck.
Exactly.
Because
that's
the pressure
where I go
of giving a
exactly
fuck is like so insane.
And when I was reading,
you're so
this,
you're
that's
so
what
right.
I
thought. You're so right, because even I just saw I saw Jon Stewart talking about that, about Jerry Seinfeld and them talking about how now that Jerry Seinfeld's 60 something, 61, 62, they both talked about how you hit that age that you're just like, this is it. What the fuck? Like, who? It doesn't matter anymore. Like, what, you know, it's like you can't even care about shit like that because you're older and it's not going to ruin your or screw with your life. Like poor Monica, who did it at such a young age.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
if she did that when she was 40 or 50, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal probably for her. But yeah. at being an intern.
And I agree yeah. with the, and that's where I was going with, is at the age of, in your 60s, most women at this point kind of go, well, the door's open. I may as well go through. I don't give a fuck. This is my, I don't want to even say revenge, but this is my chance to tell my side of the story.
Well, and I think that's, where, I think that's younger, also like an interesting problem. Thing about like rape allegations. I think that rape is like the only crime where saying the temptation to do it was so great you couldn't help yourself, where that's a defense and mm-hmm. not a confession. But it's also the only crime where a victim going, I want vengeance, mm-hmm. is seen as like something to like make her claim less valid. Yeah. Like any other crime, like someone murdered me, someone mugged me, I want them punished. Yeah. Like any other kind of crime, and like that's yeah. totally like doesn't negate them as a victim.
Right.
But if a rape victim goes like, I want justice, I want that motherfucker punished, everyone goes like, oh, maybe she's making it up. Maybe this isn't really about what it's like. You're not allowed, like a victim's not allowed to be angry about the crime. They're not allowed to want justice for themselves. Like there's like a right way to be a victim. There's, you know what I mean? It's like, it's the only crime where it's like, there's a right way to be a victim. Like you have to have, police are saying like, oh, if she's too calm or if she's too this, then I'm not likely to believe it. And you know, it's like the tacit message to females is there's like, you have to be a certain way to be a victim. You know, like I always say, one of the things about being in porn or being a sex worker is the first part of the contract that you sign is that you can never be raped or harassed ever again, because for the rest of your life, well, but you're a sex worker, so mm-hmm. it's, you can't be raped. Like, I mean, like for the rest sure. of your life, like that will always be.
You, I mean, you can't, physically you can be, but for you to start and say that I was raped, they're all going to look at you like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's part of the social contract you yeah, sign is. Exactly. Is that like, oh, I can never now, for the rest of my life, I can never be sexually harassed, raped, like any of that kind, anything regarding like any kind of sexual stuff. In some way, I was like tacitly complicit.
Wait, is this some of the fun conversations you're going to be having on I Love Soph?
You asked me about Bill Cosby.
I
this
love
is your
it.
Wrangle your audience.
No,
sir.
This is awesome. No,
we're trying to raise a level of his
yeah,
audience.
My audience is going to be going, dude, I know, like, you're stupid. And I'm going to listen to her.
You have to corral your guest, dude.
No, I'm actually, because hold on. I let my guests go do their thing. But no, I think it's definitely an interesting addition to the universe, is that it's something completely different from the typical, I'm a porn chick, here are my boobs, here's what I do. Let me talk to you about my dog or my bong hits or my whatever.
And I'll totally
that's
talk
what we have
about
Ash
things.
For.
I know,
but,
exactly.
I mean, here's my thing is.
Oh my God, I just described. I love you, Ash.
Exactly. You just literally.
I think that the thing is that what my feeling about it is, obviously, I could not talk about these things, mm-hmm. but I feel like if I'm a woman and a majority of my followers on Twitter and other places are men, mm-hmm. because I am a porn star, if I don't use that platform to occasionally talk about things like sexual violence, then like, what's the point of me? It's like,
you have
kind
a
of
platform?
An asshole.
Yeah.
It's like I have a platform to talk to dudes about rape. Mm-hmm. Like I should do that some, not all the time, but like I should do that when it's appropriate. Like when it comes up to go like, okay, like maybe you didn't look at it this way, but let me give you a female point of view of like how this feels. Cause otherwise when are women really going to have access to a male audience? When are they going to say like, hey, let me engage you on this for a minute. Like it's not the most exciting or fun, but I feel like it's in some ways like a weird social responsibility that you have if you have the platform. You know, there's sure. so many people that don't have the platform. It's like for me, when Ferguson happens or something, instead of tweeting how I feel about like Black Lives Matter and all that, like, which I do, but instead I try to retweet like the Black voices on my timeline, because I feel like the best thing I can do as an ally is kind of give my platform to say someone else on Twitter that doesn't have the same number of followers.
Right.
But like that's their like, you know what I mean? I feel like on a certain level you have a kind of an obligation to occasionally use the platform to be like, oh, hey, like while you're here.
Now, do you ever get
but,
while
but
you're...
can I tell you something? Excuse
no, you
me.
Can't.
Let me just say one thing. You say exactly what I tell people. I tell girls ED. All the time. It's like, yeah, if you're going to tweet 50 times a day, can you make 5 or 10 of them about something that means something? Not right. everything has... Like, can you just pass on a link or to a page? And I tell people that all the time. That's like... you know, while you're tweeting, I'm at Starbucks or I'm fucking so-and-so today. Can you throw a, hey, shout out to this great link of this great blog post that I read about like something more important than who you're fucking?
Well, I think it's like, it's that whole thing of like social responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like I was brought up that's like you should, like you, if you have something and you're walking on this, if you have $20 in your pocket and you're walking down the street and someone asks you for, like, it's your obligation to, like, you don't give them your whole $20, but like, part of life is like service, like to be of service,
to help others,
to be of service. And so for me with these things, it's just like, I'm a woman, I have a male audience. I'm kind of an asshole if I don't occasionally talk about these issues.
Now
like,
going with that audience though is, and I see it from time to time, my girlfriend is a performer.
Sure.
And so what I see is when a girl tries to get intellectual or tries to make a point that's completely valid, puts out something out there that you go, she has a point, she knows what she's talking about, things like that. You'll go through and see the guys that will come back and go, you're just a stupid slut. Your job is to fuck. Shut up. We don't want to hear you. How do you, have you seen that come back to you? And how do you handle that?
I've been really lucky. I've never had that. Mm. I've never had it. And I don't know if it's because my Twitter followers, maybe if you look at two or three tweets, maybe it just seems evident that that's probably not going to fly.
It's not yet.
Like I don't know. I've just never. I've seen it happen to other girls, but I've just never had it happen to me. I'm sure it will.
I mean, I've seen some of the girls who come out and you go, "Oh, sweetheart, please stop tweeting that." Where you go through where she obviously doesn't know what she's talking about and is throwing out an opinion that, and you just see these guys just attack her. Where I'm like, honey, I want to come save you. But it's like one of those things of, you know, especially we've had during like moratoriums, we've had stuff where girls are going, you know, I don't understand why people with AIDS just don't die. And I was like,
I saw that tweet. I was texting people close to that girl saying, you need to tell her to take that down.
Yeah, I was like, danger. And you just read that and you go, oh, either you're just stupid. I mean, and I know the girl. And I was just like, wow. And you just wait. I mean, it's just an onslaught. Yeah. I mean, it's a complete onslaught where it's either didn't know, wasn't educated enough, had an emotion that at that moment thought it was a good time to share with the world. But you seem to be in from what now with, after talking to you, after seeing you on the site, you seem to be a lot more collected, gathered, putting out a formed idea.
I think that I've always been I've curated my fan base very carefully. Some girls want to get a shit ton of followers, and the way that they do it is that they'll post tons of pictures of them with like cum on their face and dicks in their ass, and there's nothing wrong with that because no one is better than the other. It's just a decision about how to play the market. There's no one's good, one's bad. Mm-hmm. I just decided that I would rather have a slightly smaller fan base, but have them be
quality over quantity.
Quality. So I don't get followers by posting a lot of pictures like that. So I don't get a lot of sort of like straggling in followers. A lot of my followers and fans got there because they saw my Twitter and they thought it was funny or smart, and that's what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And so then they went and they looked and they found more. And I do post like nudes and selfies and stuff like that, but I do try to limit the kind of more.
You know, it's like I guess, yeah, I support Ferguson naked, like, yeah.
Yeah, wait, and on the nudes of you, so we can see you naked on here.
Yes, you, I can see me naked.
Okay, well, because I do have to say that my fan base is a little more average. I love you all three of you that listen to this.
Exactly.
Now, I'm just curious how you got involved with this Richard Avery character, because he kind of stalks smart women like you. So that's why
we don't need to go there.
Oh.
She asked.
Wait.
I think. Well, no. When we first connected was actually many years ago.
No, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. But it took us forever to shoot together the first time.
With a lot of people, to be honest. Yeah, I always tell people
he hasn't shot me yet.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because I know you have those chocolaty eyes.
That's because I'm full of shit.
I don't do gay porn.
I'm sorry, you don't do gay porn?
No.
Wow. That
actually, no. How I came to be part of this was, I started doing a lot of new stuff this year. I started doing Boy Girl. I've been working on a mainstream project, like for like an edutainment channel on YouTube. Okay. And so I'm doing a show there. And I felt like I wanted to break away from Darling House, which is the site I'd been with before, where I had co-founded that with my ex-boyfriend, Josh Darling, and even after we broke up for 2 or 3 years, we still maintained the site, which was like a collective of artists, like photographers, models, burlesque dancers, writing and submitting photos. And it was fun, but I felt like I was moving in a direction where I wanted to maybe have something that was a little more, where I was a little more focused on what the stuff I was doing, because sure. it stopped, I kind of stopped doing stuff with the collect. Like I was starting to clearly kind of branch off in a very specific direction. Like, cause I was doing boy girl porn and all, like I had started out as a nude art model. Then it was like erotica. Then it was girl girl. And now I do boy girl and it's kind of, in a lot of ways, I've become maybe a little more mainstream, even though I'll never be really mainstream porn girl. But
do you like boy girl?
I love it.
You're
I love
happy
it.
Where you are?
Yeah. But so I knew that I wanted to have a space where I could talk about myself and do like sort of heartfelt blogs and stuff like that and not worry about having to kind of hold up a whole collective. Mm-hmm. And I had kind of always been a fan of the Julie Land universe, but I'd always kind of held back from asking because I was involved in Darling House and I kind of wanted to maintain that situation. And when I decided I wanted to go out on my own, I like texted him right away.
And she caught me on a good day. Cause like, seriously, if it was a bad day, I would've been like, fuck you. And da da da. But I was like in a good mood and I was like, hey, that sounds very interesting. Well, cause I'll be honest. I swore off signing another girl like 6 months ago. I said, I'll never do it again.
He actually swore to me that he would. And then now here we are.
Let's put it this way. I'm easy. I can be bought.
Yes, you can. Not much. Milkshake.
Milkshakes. Yep.
That brings all the boys to the yard. But I was going to say is, you know, I've been in the Julianne universe far too long now. Well over a year.
No, 10 months. No.
I'm Listen, sorry.
A year.
Oh
it's
my
lots
God.
Of chocolate.
Yeah, my show has been in a year. TheAverageMo.com has its 1 year anniversary under the Julie Land umbrella in January.
Exactly.
But I did the same thing where I wanted my show to be more. I'm just the guy that's on set. I do a little bit of everything. I take pictures and it's the fun, try and tweet and stuff. But like my first episode of More with Mo, when we were talking about it, is we wanted it to be something different than having a porn chick in, coming in, let's talk about your tits, let's talk about what you do, things like that. So I wanted people to know more about me. So I brought in my ex-wife, who had never been involved with me whatsoever in porn, did an interview with the person who I went to photo school with, who had been with me when I first moved to LA, and we had been separated now 13 years, you know, and brought her in to talk about the young me of what it was like and to deal with what it's like to have your ex-husband now go into porn, you know. And I've had different guests in and I've had different blog posts, the same thing of, you know, my first photograph, these are the things that inspired me, different things like that. And I think it's a great outlet to have that type of thing to show that you are more than just, you know, the guy that works in porn, you know, things like this. For you, for a woman, it has to be such a breath of fresh air to be able to have an outlet that's not just, hey, look at my tits on Twitter, favorite if you like them, retweet if you really like them.
If you don't mind me saying, since I am God, I'll put it this way. The way I've always phrased it is, like, I always say to everybody, if you want to see Sovereign fuck and suck and do crazy things, go elsewhere. You come to the Julie Land universe to get to know who you are, to get to know who she is, and to get to know who I am, and get to know what's going on, that we're a little bit more, because we know, yeah, we all love sex, and we all love naked girls, and we all love doing all this creative shit, but we're more than just that. Like, Ash is more than just Ash Hollywood, and we know that because we're friends with her. She is more than that. And Mind Freak's more than just what. So I tell people all the time, I just like the idea of people seeing that we're just a little bit more and better and smarter and more creative than everybody else.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, and also it's a pretty snazzy looking site.
Well, it's also, I mean, and not, also, not, and we do.
No, not,
we,
not to belittle no, your no, graphic no, design and, capabilities. But to, like, it's yeah, also but to, like visually.
Yeah, but to do it with
pleasant.
Design and to do it with creativity with everybody. And it's something I've.
Definitely.
You can listen to the first podcast I did with Julie from day one was, I said to her, I just wanted to make sure that we were doing something that was like quality and that was consistent and that was just like all those things that were really, really important.
Well, I think too, I didn't want to, I had always wanted to be part of it, but I think like doing boy girl or a lot of like doing some of the mainstream stuff, I think I just had to feel like a grown up or something. Yeah. And I had to feel like I was in a position where I really was going to contribute and I really was going to have something to say.
Right.
And then I woke up one day and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a whole audience of people that are going to want to know about me that are going to have absolutely no interest in the porn. And like, where do I send them?
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to grow up. I have to do this thing now. Well, so like, yeah. It's also that, you know, that kind of that feeling of, oh yeah, like I need this. Like I get what it is and why it's valuable, and you know, I think that that's.
And I always say this isn't every. Mo, you'd say this too. Like the website that we have built together, because you had one before. It's not everything. It's not like we don't make any money. It is what it is. We do it out of love and passion and creativity, and we do it because we're friends. And the same thing I do with you. We've known each other for years. I always feel that to me is really the most important part about all of this, is that we're doing it for each other. We're supporting each other. We're helping each other.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to instigate and guide everybody to follow their dreams and do the things. And I think that's what makes us special. And I think that's what makes all that we do special. That's
well, definitely. It definitely feels like a family, because I think, you know, when you try to go out there and like, were you going to open like a blogger blog? And it's like, you're sort of like this little, like, you know, you're kind of like this little like satellite out in the wilderness, you know, like this tiny little beacon in like on a dark sea of just, you know, like kind of the web and social, all of that stuff. And it's like in Juliet, it's like this feeling, it's like we're like all kind of buoyed together and like this, you know, kind of little.
And I also think too, like what I've tried to build here, and I honestly always tell people, I would have 50 girls if I could. I would have 50 girl blogs like tomorrow if I could do
it. He would be dead within a month.
I'd be really crazy. But I just feel like it's just, I'm trying to tell everybody, all the girls through the years and all the girls that have come and gone, it's like, just the joy of creating something that you can go, here's my fucking blog, everybody, and we're going to be tweeting and telling everybody about this. It feels good, as opposed to going, yeah, here's my website, guys. You can go look at it. But it feels good when you kind of say, like, look at the average Mo. That's a badass website. He gets more traffic than you and Ash and everybody combined. It's like, but it's cool.
Not so average now, bitches.
Yeah. Not more than Mind Freak. But
I will take him down. I know where he lives.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, I just feel like it's that sense of pride of being saying, look what I've done.
I mean,
done.
Like I said, when I wrote you, and I was like, I need some place that like I can send people where I'd be proud of it. Like, here, go check me out. You're curious, like who I am? Go look at it. Look at these amazing photographs. You know, all this kind of stuff. So
I agree.
You know, maybe if I shot a movie about girls with hot asses, I'd have more traffic too.
Listen,
he's doing God's work, and who are you to question that, frankly?
Now I feel bad about myself. Is this how it's going to be? We're going to be in the backseat of the car, kicking the seat. He's threatening to pull over.
I mean, I'll take it there.
Oh, God, shit's going to get out of control. So welcome to a sister planet, if you will, to the Julie Land universe. It's so great to, I feel like it's the big sister that's going to pick on me a little bit. I have a feeling she's going to rule the hen house, if you will. She's going
to, basically what's going to happen is,
she's smarter than the rest of us.
She's going to blow you away intellectually while Ash is fucking you in the ass with a strap on.
Okay.
I love Ash Hollywood.
For the second time of Moral with Mo, I'm going to say, my penis just moved a little bit. On that note, where can we find you besides I Love Sov on the line? Where can we find you online?
You can find me on Twitter, Sovereign Sire. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram, Sovereign_Sire. Mm-hmm. ilovesov.com, obviously. And then in January, there's a YouTube channel called Wisecrack, which is an edutainment channel. They have a popular program on there called Thug Notes. I am going to be part of that lineup now in a show called Boss Bitches of History. So it is a history show where I talk about amazing women from history that are lesser known. And that will be that will premiere at the end of January. So that will be on YouTube at Wisecrack. So they can watch that channel for when the show does premiere.
Okay, just because I can, because I'm the host. Name one boss bitch real quick.
We did Cleopatra. We did Queen Isabella.
Heard of her.
Then we did Marie-Joseph d'Angélique.
Nope, haven't heard of her. You win.
And then we did Teresa Talian.
Did you do Ash
These
Hollywood?
These are just fancy names. She's a
badass
bitch.
She's not of history yet.
Not yet.
She's not a historical figure yet.
She's coming here. She watch is. Out. She'll kill us all. Well, thank you so much for coming
thank
out.
Thank you for
and
having
welcome
me.
To the universe. My thank name you. Is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.